Yo, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music Podcast. I just want to do a quick plug about Antares and Auto-Tune. Antares makes the original industry standard Auto-Tune that we all know and love the sound of. We are sponsored by them, so if you visit mixingmusicpodcast.com/Auto-Tune, we do get a small kickback from every purchase. Thank you so much for supporting the show. Please enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome back to Mixing Music. I'm your host, DK. Thank you so much for joining us and listening. Today I have a very special guest, Sean from Raw Tech Studios. I don't know, you've probably seen Sean's Instagram posts, probably heard about him on YouTube, probably seen a lot of his mixing advice. This guy's big leagues in the social media world. And you know, he adds value to everybody around him, and he's just awesome content. So I'm really excited to have Sean on the show today. Sean, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm excited to be here and see what we go through.
Yeah, great. So today we want to talk about some common mix mistakes. I know, Sean, you're a hip-hop, mostly hip-hop mix engineer. Is that correct? What kind of work do you do?
Yeah, I try to specialize just in hip-hop. Like, I get people offering or asking me to do like rock and stuff, and I tend to turn that stuff down just because I really like to focus on hip-hop.
Yeah, what's kind of like your background with hip-hop? Like, what made you want to do that?
Honestly, like, I just had, when I first started recording and doing all that stuff, I had a lot of friends that were rappers, and that's what I started practicing with, and I just went with it, so.
That's dope. And you gotta tell me, I gotta ask you, like, what's your story with your social media? How did that get started? What keeps you motivated?
Yeah.
I know that's kind of off topic, but I think that's very interesting to hear.
I mean, I just like to like share what I learn. So that's why I started a YouTube channel in 2013. And I was just like, hey, I'm gonna start putting everything I learn on here and just share it with everybody. And it ended up, I didn't expect to like grow a big YouTube or anything. I just wanted to share what I was doing. So
that's awesome. 2013. So that means you've been doing it for like a good 6 years now.
Yeah, on YouTube. I started like recording and all that in 2009. And then right when I was finishing college, I started doing YouTube. So
dang. So is it also just Raw Tech Studio?
Yeah.
Is that the YouTube channel?
Yeah, Raw Technique Studios.
Raw Technique Studios. Sweet. That is amazing. All right, so we're going to talk about some basic mistakes and maybe even talk a little bit about how we can overcome them. So let's talk a little bit about two tracks. You know, the classic, your artist buys a beat from BeatStars or rips it off of YouTube, and the producer has done an amazing job, you know, and the track is really neat. What are some things that you typically tend to hear that, you know, we end up needing to fix or we need to adjust or help in order to, you know, bring it up to higher standards?
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to a two-track, it's like all about the balance that's put in there. It just depends on what the producer did. Like, do they know what they're doing with mixing? And some of them are really good at it, some not so much. But, I mean, if it's a balanced mix, then that's great. You have some room for vocals in there. If it's not, then you have to do some adjustments and try to get it to sound right. Like maybe some MSEQ that tends to help out, balance those sides out. And then it just depends on the beat. But I just don't like when they don't leave you any headroom. And that's really common. And it's just clipping like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. When there's like no dynamics and the LUFS is reading -5 or something.
That's terrible. Yeah.
You know, that does happen, though. That does happen. Do you have any, like, is there, like, what? Let's say you do get something like that. Do you ever try to use, like, a transient designer or some sort of dynamics plugin to kind of bring back some of the transients or some of the dynamics? Have you tried anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, you could try it. Like, sometimes it'll work. Like, you could try, like, put an expander on there, see if you could bring those snares back out. You could try doing stuff like that. But it's, like, most likely when it's that smashed, you're not going to get anywhere close what you actually want. So
yeah, that's true. Now what about with like vocals? I mean, you've probably, since you do mostly mixing at home, you probably work with a lot of people that record at home, is that right?
Right. Yeah.
So what are some things that, you know, if an artist is listening right now and wants to learn how to record better for, you know, their music as well, what is some advice that you think that you have, you know, so we can prevent some of the common mistakes that we hear when people send us projects?
Yeah. Levels is one thing. I like to have people record like minus 12 to minus 18. You have plenty of headroom to work with. And it's just like a sweet spot. Like, I think it always sounds good around that level. And then also a big one that I hear a lot is that room sound. Like, not if you're like too far from the mic, or you're in a room that has no treatment, or just like, even if you have a lot of people, they'll do a closet and it's treated and it looks nice, but it's so small, you get that boxy sound. And
yeah,
it just is like, you can't treat it with just like 2-inch foam. So it's hard to deal with stuff like that. So you just got to move around your room and try to find a spot that doesn't sound terrible.
I feel you. That is totally, totally real. Yeah. So I guess I want to talk a little bit more, you know, since we're talking about hip hop, I mean, we deal a lot with low end, you know, it's all about that low end, getting that low end. This is a common question that I get all the time, and you probably get this a lot as well. So I want to hear your answer, your explanation to the relationship between the bass and the kick drum.
Yeah, and throw in the 808 and make it even harder. So,
yeah, but, that's exactly right.
But pretty much you kind of see what works in that song. Like, some 808s have a lot more saturation to it, so that's going to be possibly fighting with like the snap of the kick drum. It just depends on the samples used. But I tend to either pick one as like the main low end and then layer the other one to fit in there, or I just push them both up, and if they fit together, they fit together. Like, it's just all about how it sounds to me. So I don't have like a 808s are always on the bottom type thing. Like, it's just mixed up.
So how do you use saturation? I mean, you just said a little bit about like sometimes saturation. Do you use saturation, and how do you use that within a track?
Yeah, I love saturation. I use it all the time. But as far as like low end goes, I'll use it on an 808. I like to use Saturn by FabFilter, and because you could split it and you could put saturation just on the frequencies that you want in that 808. So you could just saturate the top end. Sounds really nice. But if you want more of a clean sound, maybe just try saturating the overall mix. I do that all the time using Saturator X, and I just love how that pushes everything forward. So.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I've heard a few of your mixes, and they always sound really awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And I've also worked with a lot of mix engineers and producers that actually are like totally anti-saturation as well. So it's kind of, you know, it's kind of fun to blend it all together and, you know, hear different styles and whatnot. So you have a class that you're starting to offer. Is it a new class?
Yeah, I have like multiple courses that I've sold over the years, and I just like, what was it, in May? I took down all of them and started fresh. So I put up...
Really?
Yeah. Like, I had a bunch of different, like, smaller ones that were, like, cheaper, which was convenient. But I wanted to get something that was more detailed and just, like, could provide more. So I took down everything, put up the new ones, which is raw beat mixing and raw vocal mixing, and just trying to make it easier and more detailed so people really could understand the topic. So,
yeah. And I think I saw something that you posted where you have some free resources as well as promotion for your paid resources.
Yeah, I do like these 4-step mini series for beats, and then another 4-step mini series for vocals. And it's just like the 4 must know steps for each of those topics.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's good content. So,
yeah, that's amazing. That is awesome. Like, I love it when people like provide value for everybody else. And there's always, you know, you can make money when you provide value for free, or for, you know, there's always different ways to do that. And I love how you're totally taking advantage of it and doing everything that you can, being selfless, you know, being patient and selfless. I think what you do is a great cultural benefit to the community, right? Yeah. So if you want to sign up with Raw Technique Studios and sign up with Sean, we'll have the link to his website in the show notes. And you can check out his mixing classes where he talks about beats and vocals and how to get those just right. And you could probably find all of his mixes that he's done on his website as well. And they sound awesome. I'm telling you firsthand. So make sure to check those out. Thank you so much, Sean. Where can people find you on Instagram?
At Raw Tech Studios is my Instagram. And if you want to go on YouTube for more detailed stuff, just type in Raw Technique Studios, and that's it.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Please leave a 5-star review and stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. Hey, what up? It's DK. Thank you so much for listening to the Mixing Music podcast. I just want to do a quick plug. Did you know that I write kids' books? If you have children, nieces, nephews, I have books that are totally available for free or $10 on Amazon for physical copies. You can go to mixingmusicpodcast.com/kidsbooks to get access and learn more about that. Thank you for all of your support. Now let's get back to the show.